Saturday racing for the Australian Turf Club is at Randwick, and Paul Joyce is joining us in our Sky Sports Radio podcast. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. We're heading into the middle of winter now, aren't we? We've got a genuine heavy track predicted for Randwick on Saturday. Rail out 6 metres, so it really is find the mudlarks. Bit of value if you can get the right ones, hopefully we can get through this quaddy. I've gone as wide as possible to give us every possible hope.
Yeah, they've had soaking rain into Thursday morning, 6 mil Wednesday night into Thursday, and it's that soft rain, and Nevesh Ramdani feels that we're just going to be even on a heavy track at this stage, that they just didn't need that overnight rain into Thursday morning.
No, that's right. And look, at least we're expecting a fine day on Saturday, so yeah, it'll be cool, but it'll be some good racing out there at Randwick, obviously complementing the big Group 1 card up there in Brisbane.
All right, well, let's have a look at the quaddie. It kicks off Race 6, the SCG Trust Handicap. No scratchings at this stage, Paul?
Yeah, no scratchings. And look, I've gone wide in the first leg. I've gone with one of the on-pace runners, in fact, the 9, 7, 4, 6 and 10. Philomena's Grace, I think she can take up the running as she did last start on a heavy track at Canterbury. She kept going there. That was at midweek level, so she's jumping up to Saturday grade. But look, she'll only carry 51 kilos after the claim for Quade Crow, and she is 2 from 2 in the heavy. And she was nudging double figures when I was doing the form late last night. So number 9, Philomena's Grace. Look, I think you can have something on her each way. She'll run a very cheeky race in race 6. For the quaddie, this number 7, Alassio. I've got a big rap on her from the moment I've seen her at the trials. And she hasn't let me down yet at the races. She's 3 from 3. She handled the Kensington track there over 1,100 last start easily. And she's jumping from 11 to 14, and she's going to strike her first genuine heavy track. But you know, she's a fox wedge. I think she'll get through it, and she's still down in the weights on 55. So she's favourite, and I think she's the big danger. Other chances for the quaddie, the 4-star Reflection. I know she hasn't won in a long time, but she loves heavy tracks. She's never far away. I thought her third behind Noir was outstanding last start, and Noir's trying to sneak into the Group 1 up in Brisbane. So I think you've got to give Star Reflection a chance. Number 6, Savannah. She was also good in that Noir race, so she basically split the line with Star Reflection. So if I had one, I thought I'd better throw them both in. And number 10, Sepoy Achiever, we'd love to get her home for a massive result here. Now, she's underrated on the heavy track. She actually handles it quite well, and her last start, 4th behind Popular at Warwick Farm, I thought was a much better effort than it reads on paper. So I'll go 9, 7, 4, 6 and 10 in the opening leg. A couple of ones at big odds there, so you never know. We might knock a few out.
Yeah, we've got to get through that first leg. So 9, 7, 4, 6 and 10 in the first leg. Race 7, Noir comes out here. It's running in Brisbane. So number 5 out of this one, 11 to line up at this stage. Have we got many horses here that will appreciate a heavy track like a Jungle Edge?
Yeah, well, I'm sure Mick Bell already probably pulled the float up outside Randwick doing a rain dance. He'd be that happy with this weather. But look, obviously, the speed horses here too, Jungle Edge. We've probably got a little bit more competition up front than last start in the June Stakes. I mean, Crafty Cop's a bit of a mad goer up front. And the real difference here is this Sweet Serendipity. He's so fast out of the gates. And obviously, he was beaten 30 lengths the other day, but he led them to about the 300. And he's got the blinkers back on. So if anything, it's even more intent to go forward on him. So I think Jungle Edge could be a little bit suspect just in getting sort of carved up on the speed here. And obviously, Kevin Forrester not riding the regular hoop, and Georgina Cartwright, the 3 kilo claimer, jumping on to pull this weight down. So just for that reason, look, I'm going to go 2, 1, 8, and 3. Shiraz on top. Now, Shiraz has had 3 starts on heavy for 2 wins and a second. That second was last start chasing home Jungle Edge. His sectionals are outstanding. He gets an extra 100 metres here. Of course, he's not as well weighted, so you're going to have a few punters there saying, oh, I don't know about the weight. But on the flip side of that, we're getting a better price. So Shiraz, almost twice the odds of Jungle Edge. I'm happy to go his way to beat this mudlark, the 1. Look, I won't be denying him if he's out in front doing his thing. I'd love to see him probably come out and win. But I'd prefer Shiraz to knock him off a ride on the line if possible. Number 8, Akasaki. I'm throwing him in at the big odds. He's a bit hot and cold, but his form's pretty good when you sort of analyse it in detail. He didn't have a lot of luck at Rosehill last start behind Top Striker, but prior to that, he bolted in up at Scone, and he's a horse that's won on soft, he's won on heavy. He's going to get in with a light weight, and if they overdo it up front, I can just see a horse like him jumping out of the ground with no weight. And then we've got this number 3, Aide Memoir for Chris Lees. His New Zealand form, Andrew, he's won on heavy 11s over there. He's had 9 starts all up on heavy for 4 wins and 3 seconds. So he's an absolute mudlark, and he's got the blinkers going on first time. So we've got 2, 1, 8, and 3. We've got the couple that are expected to win, and then a couple there that could cause a bit of an upset.
Righto, that's the second leg. Third leg is the high-quality turf handicap, 1,400 metres. Savan comes out of this race to run in another, and Rebby Rampart has come out. So the 7 and the 8 leaves us with a field of 11. And I know Mark Newnham's got a couple of horses coming back. Queries whether they're... You've got to have fit horses for these tracks, haven't you, Paul?
Generally, Andrew, yeah. Look, I'm sure that would be Mark's big query with his two, and it was my original query with both of his runners. But when I look at the speed map here, I ended up coming into one of them at massive odds, and I'll be having something small each way on it, because Cyrus Rocks to me looks the only on-pace runner here. I can't see anything else taking him on, and he's a horse that when he gets a bit of a soft lead, he can give a cheeky sight. And first up last prep, actually, it was over 1400 at Kembla on a soft track, so not quite in the heavy range, but he gave a huge sight that day and was run down by a handy one of the Snowdens right on the post. So I'm going 4, 1, 3, 12, and 11. So Cyrus Rocks on top for that reason. He's been trialling up well. He's had 3 hard trials. He's got the blinkers going on, which he hasn't worn in the trial. So I think there's a bit of intent here to go forward. The big query, as you said, will be his fitness over that last 200 metres. But look, I'm happy to gamble on him. He's around $21, $23, something like that. So, look, I'll have something small on Cyrus Rocks each way. Number one, the Avenger. I think the claim here for Sam Wedley, this Kiwi apprentice, is a great play by Chris Waller. Brings this horse in on 57.5 from barrier one on the quick backup from last week. The 3 high missed, another one for Chris Waller. Well, he just excels on soft and heavy tracks. So the conditions suit him. Ty England, who rode this course beautifully 2 weeks ago when we had a similar sort of surface. Then we've got number 12, Fleeting Strike. Now, she'll be around $41, but I think she'll run a cheeky race here fresh with no weight. She loves these conditions, and she doesn't need a trial. She hasn't had one because she's such a light little thing, but first up's probably the time to get her. And number 11, Travancore. Look, he'll be getting the last shot at them here for Bryce Hayes and John Van Overmeer. So he goes in as well. 4, 1, 3, 12, 11. Yet again, a couple there at massive odds. If we can get one of them home, we'll be travelling sweetly into the last.
Righto, well, talking of the last, the Turf Terrain Australia Sprint over the 1,000 metres. No scratchings, a field of 13. I know Nick Ryan, I spoke with him about removal this morning, and he's on the way. Loves wet tracks of Victorian horse. And then you get one like She Knows, who's been so consistent, and Clary Connors has Fanning resuming at this stage.
Yeah, it's a really sort of intriguing final race. Unfortunately, I've spent most of my bullets early to try and get us this far, and it's that sort of quaddy. And look, I do like the top two here, Bandipur and She Knows. So we're just taking numbers 1 and 2. Look, this Bandipur, he's a cut above this sort of class of horse. I've got no doubt he'll go on to group success or listed success at some stage. Last prep, he had the 6 starts. He never missed a top 2 finish. He's got form behind good horses such as Prezado before he went out for his spell. He's had the 2 trials. His last trial was on a heavy track, and they gave him a decent test, so he's ready to go. 59.5, wide gate, heavy track. Look, it's not an ideal scenario, but that's the way I'm leaning in the last. And then we've got 2 She Knows as our backup horse, and one thing we know about her, she's tough, she's fit, she's in form. She handled this heavy 9 track last start when just missed behind Brook Magic, and she lumped 60.5 there. She's only going to carry 56.5 here. So I think we're safe enough with those 2, numbers 1 and 2. Look, I did seriously consider removal of the horse you mentioned. He'll go in as my 3rd pick in the tips, but we just couldn't squeeze him into the quaddy yet. But if there's some scratchings, things may change on race day. So numbers 1 and 2 in the last.
All right, Paul. Well, we'll wait and see. It's certainly going to be on a heavy track on Saturday, of course. Paul Joyce will join us live. That's on Saturday morning just after 10 o'clock for updated tips if there's any scratchings. But that gives you a head start. Randwick Racing on Saturday.